We'll get right to the phones. The Blue Jays talk at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Dramatic fashion, the Blue Jays beat the Boston Red Sox 3-2. And how about this? The Blue Jays have blown 5 saves this year. Today was the 5th one. Darren Oliver blew it. They are 3-2 in those games. So they have won more often than they've lost when the bullpen has blown a save. Of course, it helps that none of the blown saves have been by the closer, Casey Jansen, who had retired 25 in a row. He was 2 outs short of a combined virtual perfect game when Will Middlebrooks led off the 9th with a double, but Jansen doesn't care. Shut down the rest of them. Boom, boom, boom. Broke a couple of bats. He is 10 for 10 in save situations, 32 for 34 since taking over as Blue Jays closer a year and 2 days ago. Phone lines are open. It's 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Let's start things off with Owen in Toronto, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Owen, welcome to the Blue Jays talk.
Hey, how's it going, man? I just want to say a couple things. So first of all, I think that Mark Burley pitched an amazing game. He did very well, but what I didn't understand was why Givens took him out in the 8th inning after he gave up a walk. I understand he might have been tired or something like that, but I think he was pitching great. And maybe not the complete game, but he should have for sure went 8 innings, and I just didn't think that was the right move. And I'm not only just saying that because Oliver wasn't very good. I also was thinking at the time he deserved to go 8 innings, so I'm not just saying that because of Oliver. And
Oliver,
then, of course,
actually was very good except for the one pitch.
Okay, well, yeah, he gave up 2. Well, yeah, okay, he was okay, I guess. But I mean, that's not only why. I just thought he deserved.
Well, but here, let me see if I can explain that to you a little bit. I mean, Burley was doing a phenomenal job, absolutely, and there's no disputing that. He had retired 13 in a row, and then, like you said, he walked the leadoff man in the 8th. But more importantly than just the fact that he walked the leadoff man in the 8th, there are two things. First of all, Burley got ahead of him 0-2 and then wound up walking him on 9 pitches. That's one. And the other is he's the 9-hitter. So he walks the 9-hitter. You've got the top of the lineup coming up. He's thrown 105 pitches and just let the bottom hitter in the lineup get away from him. It's a 2-run lead. You've got Darren Oliver, who, even though I know lefties were hitting 444 off of him, Oliver came in a very similar situation back in Tampa with a man on first, pitching in the 8th inning and facing a lefty to start off, and wound up working 2 innings and got out of it. And he's the trustworthy guy in the back of that bullpen. I don't have a problem with it at all.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking he deserved 8, but, you know, Oliver had a good year last year, and he is trustworthy. I agree with you on that. He didn't do the best, but anyways, he got
right, and you just let the 9-hitter off the hook after you were ahead of him 0-2. So that's kind of significant as well.
But I also thought another thing, a couple other things I wanted to say. I thought Casey Jansen was, like, amazing. He's been great all year for us, and he's been clutch, and I think he had another great job today. But I think the hero, Adam Lind, I know he hasn't had a good year for a while, but today he was exceptional. I think, what was he, 3-for-4, 3-for-3 or something?
3-for-4.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, he was great, and he hit that home run, and it was a positive day, I guess. I was happy we got the win
you
in Boston.
Guess?
No, it was a positive day. It was a positive day, I'm happy we got the win in Boston.
All right, thank you. It seems to be very, very difficult for a lot of Blue Jays fans to allow themselves to have positive thoughts about this team. And for the life of me, I don't understand it. I know they're 14-24, and things have gone really, really badly this year. But the stuff I saw on Twitter today, while they were winning, and even this, it was a positive day, I guess? They won the game. It was absolutely a positive day. Sean is in Caledon, listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
You should have Jays talk all night tonight. There's no Leaf game, Mike.
I know, but the Leafs are taking over at 5:30 on our flagship.
What? What are they going to talk about? Anyway, I don't want to focus on today's game. I don't really think the bullpen use today was much in question, but I do think overall and the stats show it by innings usage. And I know there's been some circumstances out of Gibbons' control, but he, in my humble opinion, he's been overworking the bullpen, and I got to think he's got to look at trying to get some of these guys going a little bit longer in the games. And can you answer this question for me? Because this is a debate my brother and I have been having for a few weeks now. Dickey, he throws the knuckleball, obviously, 78 miles an hour he might top out at. Can he throw more pitches because of that? Should he be able to stay in the game for 120, 130 pitches? Because it looks like Gibbons takes him out like he does the other guys. So I just want to know.
Well, he's been hurt, so you can't really fault. I don't think you can fault John Gibbons at all for the bullpen being overworked. He hasn't taken out pitchers early. They haven't been giving him the innings. You know, there's only so much he can do. And like you said, you think he needs to be able to get more out of them. Well, they need to be able to get deeper. And so far, that hasn't happened. You know, and you've got the J-Hap getting knocked out with a line drive to the head in the second inning. But then the next day, Ricky Romero can't get out of the first. That's not John Gibbons' fault that he has to go to the bullpen and get 8 2/3. Dickey says he likes to be at a point where he can go 120 pitches. He feels like he should be able to throw 120 pitches and be fine right there. But he's been hurt all year. He's been fighting this neck and shoulder thing ever since his third start of the season. So Gibby's been a little bit more careful with him than he might otherwise be. But in his start on Thursday night, he went six and he threw 110 pitches. So, you know, again, I don't know that how you can think that that there's a problem with the way John Gibbons is going to his bullpen when your guy's thrown 110 innings and he's only managed to get through six innings. 110 pitches, that is. That's the pitchers. They've got to get deeper, and they've got to get deeper by pitching better and keeping their pitch counts down. And tomorrow is another problem because tomorrow is Chad Jenkins getting his first start of the season in the big leagues, and Jenkins only had one rehab start off of his strained lat muscle, and he only threw 75 pitches. So 90 at the most, you would have to think, for him tomorrow. Hopefully that gets him through six innings, but it might not even get him through four against this Boston team. You don't know. So tomorrow is going to be another busy bullpen day, you would think, for the Blue Jays. But thankfully, they've got the day off on Monday and then another day off on Thursday to help kind of calm everything down. Appreciate the call. Appreciate them all. Apologize to those of you to whom we could not get. But we are plumb out of time. Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 3-2. We'll wrap it up. It's the Honda Post Game Show on the Home Hardware Blue Jays Radio Network. Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 3-2. Mark Burley takes a five-hit shutout into the eighth before the bullpen blows it. But Adam Lind plays hero with a home run leading off the ninth to get the Jays a win. We're back tomorrow, 1 Eastern. Chad Jenkins and Ryan Dempster in the rubber match. You've been listening to Home Hardware. Blue Jays baseball brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Howarth, Jack Morris, Tom Young, Derek Brandeo, and Joe Sicilia, I'm Mike Wilner. Good afternoon from Fenway Park.